Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan. I'm in a different room today, and you might even hear the furnace and the radiators kicking on, because it's a little bit noisy in here. And I just noticed there's a really cool set of icicles coming down off my gutter that you can't see in a podcast, so that's unfortunate. Today we're on Psalm 2. This is a different psalm. This isn't a praise song like we've been reading recently, but it does, a lot like Psalm 1, set the stage for some of the ideas that are going to be expressed in the whole book of Psalms. So let's read that together. Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the peoples imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said unto me, you are my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the nations for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with the rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear. Rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath will soon be kindled. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. This psalm is the world against God, and that's an important thing for us to remember. This is the story of life, is the world against God. It is not the world against me. It's not the world against us. It's the world against God. I think verse 3 is a key verse in understanding it. The world says, the kings of the earth say, let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their cords from us. The kings are saying that not about how God's people have put them in chains. That's ludicrous. It is God's chains and bands, and they are throwing it away. They are not throwing away things of Israel's doing or the children of God's work. They are throwing away the rule and the authority of the Lord, and that's what this psalm is about. So it's this game, and God's children are lining up on the sidelines, because as God's children, we are just too small to play the big boys' game. And those world powers, they line up, not on the sidelines, but right there on the playing field. And we see them throwing away the rule book. They're getting ready to cheat and to curse. They're ready to ravage and to play with absolute disdain and recklessness. They're going to break the rules and play like they want to play against God. This is repeated through history. Now, the Bible story and the lessons of the Bible, they cover all of human existence in their effectiveness. I don't think that I am living the events of the Bible today, but I can live in such a way that reflects the teachings of the Bible. But for a long time, the Bible was living through history. And think of the world powers that fall within that timeline, the way Egypt and Nineveh, the Assyrians and the Babylonians and the Greeks and the Medes and the all these world powers culminating in the Romans, they all are players in the Bible story. They're all set in that story. And I find that fascinating. So is this unparalleled hubris by the Hebrew writers and the early Christian writers to say, I'm so important, I'm on the world stage? I think what they are trying to say is the world has set itself against God, and as we sit and we watch and see how it plays out, we're going to see that God wins. That's what the point of the psalm is about. In verse 8, ask of me, and I'll give thee the nations for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. That is this great God talking to his anointed, to his king. Israel never got that. Did that ever take place, to rule the world? Did the Hebrew people look at this verse with embarrassment or shame because it never took place? I don't think that that's the case. Even the present children of God and the Christians look to this verse and see how it comfortably fits with this kingdom that Christ delivered unto us. The kingdom of his beloved Son, as Paul says in the Colossian letter, that we are a part of today. And so we sit on the sidelines and we see people trying to break against God, and we see God standing strong. Let's read it again. Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the peoples imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the nations for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with the rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish in the way, for his wrath will soon be kindled. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. For a person to say, as I believe Paul says in Colossians 1:13, that I am living in Christ's kingdom right now, is that just craziness? Who can see it? Who can believe it? Isn't that the point that this psalm was trying to make several hundred years ago? Can we trust that God is real and has a kingdom today? I think the Bible story paints a picture that helps reinforce that we can. It's good things to think about. Well, thanks for listening in. I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.